Welcome to this week's episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. Today, we're going to answer a question I received from Marsha. Marsha writes in and says, I listen to your podcast all the time, and thank you so much. Thank you so much, Martha, for note of encouragement. She continues on to say, I've heard you talk about knowing yourself, learning to get to your authentic self, but I don't know how to start the process. I don't know who I am. Somewhere along the way, I can't figure this out. Do you have any suggestions? Thank you so much for writing in. Such a great question. And this is something that I feel so passionate about. I feel like there's so many textbooks and ideas and concepts and theories out there about the importance of learning who we are, but I didn't find as much guidance on how, what to do exactly to figure that out. What I would say to you is all of us started off early in life with our authentic self intact. The energy that makes us us was fully alive. Maybe we didn't have the, you know, life experience or verbal skills to articulate those things or the life experience to have bumped into the thing that matches who we are, but it was there. It was in its perfect form. And then life happens. And over that period of time, as life is happening, we get layered up with all these ideas. What matters to other people? How our life should be, what our neighbors are doing, our friends are doing, how we're just not good enough, how we just suck, we just need to go back to school, how it, you know, nothing we do is meaningful, how it's all been said before. How many messages layer on top of us telling us to hide our true self? Dr. Shefali came on and talked about how, as a young child, our projections from our parents cause our authentic self to split off. There's so many ways that our true self gets lost. So how do you find that part? How do you get back to who you are? I did it the worst way. I just banged my head up against a wall, read 200 books about self-help and philosophy, tried a million things. And what I found after all of this effort and time and work on myself was that the answer was rather simple. We are working the opposite way. We're working inside out. We are starting with the world and looking around outside of us to think about who we are and what we want. And we're not starting with ourselves. So don't worry about the job that you're trying to find or the relationship that you wish you were in. Stop looking out your window for the answers. The answers are within yourself. And here's the really good news. I've done this with client after client after client. And within very little bit of time when they tell me, Laura, I don't know what I want and I don't know how to get there. They do. They have the answers within them and they're shocked time and time again at how they were able to access that information because we are not broken. We are simply layered up with all this noise that we need to quiet down to get to that deeper self. So to answer the question, how do I start to do that? Well, I've talked about asking yourself, well, what do you want? What is it that you want? And when you start to ask that question, all of those voices, all of that noise starts to pile up. What other people think you should want, what life should be like. So those are all your junk food thoughts. That's all the stuff we want to ignore. We want to get to the part of ourselves that makes up our true identity. What makes us us? So think of your best friend or your brother or sister, somebody you're really close with. You could probably describe their character in 5 to 10 words. That person's very analytic and has a beautiful soul and is very creative. This one is an artist who has the temperament of an artist. We can describe our friends very quickly, but we can't describe ourselves. What happened? So can you get an inventory of the qualities that make you you as a starting point? Seriously, ask yourself, what makes you you? Make a list of stuff. Are you a caregiver, a nurturer, a hero? Are you a business person? Are you entrepreneurial, always thinking of new things? Are you a creative? Are you a writer? Are you somebody who's adversarial that you have a desire to negotiate and want to get into law? Are you a healer? What makes you you? Start with a list. Figure out what components make up your personality. There's beautiful work done on archetypes by Carolyn Mays. You can go to her website. She's got a long list of qualities that make person's personality up. And it's not all pretty. She suggests that We also have the wounded child, the prostitute, right? The one that's always selling you out, the wounded child that's always hurt, the victim, right? We don't have just the strong qualities. All of us also have some challenging qualities. So what makes you you? If you were sitting at a dinner party and you looked around the table and the table was filled with the characteristics that make you you, each one was a different person. There was, for my table, there'd be the writer. There's the mother. I love being my son's mother. There's a friend. I love having close friends. There's the philosopher and the problem solver. Who is around the party, dinner party table for you? Make a list. See who shows up at your party. And see which one is stepping forward with the most vengeance. Most of our dinner table parties are filled with a singular person who sits at the front of the table. The problem solver is the largest voice at my table, but he's not always helpful in all situations, or she, right? This person can be loud and brash and difficult. So that person needs to take a back seat when I'm having a moment of compassion. Write down the qualities that make you you, put them at the dinner table and see which one talks the most. Is it the victim? Is it the wounded child? Is it the hero? Who are you at your core, and what qualities are you, do you have in your possessions, and which ones are you leading with? Now, here's the trick. The part of you that can notice the thoughts, that's your wisest self. That's your higher self. And that's the part that we want to lead the whole evening, our entire dinner party from. So take a moment and notice that you're thinking. Notice the thought in your mind. And then think about the part of your brain that noticed the thought. That is our ability as humans, whether you want to call it our brains have the ability, or some spiritual essence that allows us to see ourselves objectively. Whatever the case is, that's the authentic self. That's the part that we want to access the most. I hope you liked today's episode. I hope that helped get the question about how to begin the process to figure out who you are underway. If you have any questions, if you're looking for coaching, as always, reach out to me, Laura, at lauraco.com. And thank you so much for listening.